This morning, the Wisconsin Supreme Court will hold oral arguments on a legal case involving the job status of state elections administrator Megan Wolf. Republican Donald Trump has been trying to get Wolf fired ever since falsely blaming her for losing Wisconsin in the 2020 presidential contest. But Wolf has remained on the job, including through this month's presidential election, which Trump won here and nationally. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach asked UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burden to explain the significance of today's Supreme Court arguments.
It's been a saga for the past several years where Republicans have been skeptical of how Wolf and the Elections Commission staff handled the 2020 presidential election. There are still suspicions and conspiracies about how that election may have been rigged in favor of Joe Biden over Donald Trump. And Megan Wolf has become the target of that criticism. And so the party broadly, but also Trump loyalists within the party have really aimed to remove her from her office and have been to this point unsuccessful.
And yes, we should make it clear that a Dane County judge has basically halted the effort to kick Wolf out of her job. And that's what the court is reviewing.
It stems actually from a court decision that came from a Republican effort to keep on an administrator that former Republican Governor Scott Walker had appointed to the Natural Resources Board. He overstayed his term on the board. Democrats under the new Governor Evers were eager to appoint a replacement, but were not allowed to do that because Fred Preen, the Walker appointee, wouldn't vacate the position. The Supreme Court upheld Preen's right to stay in that position beyond the end of the term. And that precedent essentially gave Wolf the right to overstay the end of her term on the Elections Commission, and then a deadlock between the Republicans and the Democrats on that commission meant that there was not an affirmative vote to remove her, so she remains in place.
So is this case still important? If so, and why?
Well, I think the state has been fortunate to keep one veteran experienced election official in place through the crucial 2024 election cycle. Now that that cycle has passed, there's a little bit of a breathing room. It's going to be a while before there's another federal election in Wisconsin. But I think steady leadership at the top of the state's election administration system is still important. That the state will have elections in February and April, including a Supreme Court race that could decide the liberal or conservative majority on that court going forward on cases like these. So it's almost always election season in Wisconsin. And I think arbitrarily removing someone and doing away with the kind of experience and skills and credibility they've established is a problem almost whenever it happens.
We did not hear any widespread claims of voter fraud a couple of weeks ago. Is that right?
It was a very smooth election in Wisconsin and nationally. There were some lines, especially during early voting, but really it was a smooth process. There were no significant irregularities aside from snafus here and there. I think both Republicans and Democrats were pretty pleased with the way the election proceeded. It was a high turnout election. Both Republicans and Democrats won offices, and there were no lawsuits or other challenges after the fact. So, Wolf has been at the head of an agency that I think has taken us through a very difficult 2024, four different sets of statewide elections this year, including a very successful presidential election to cap it off.
It's dangerous to bet on these matters, but the liberal-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court, one might think, would look favorably at Megan Wolf as this case is heard.
Yeah, going into the case, it looks like she's likely to remain in place. You have a Supreme Court majority, I think, that is sympathetic to the point of view that she ought to be able to remain in her position and that the state Senate didn't have the right to remove her. We'll have to see once the justices hear the oral arguments. It's an important case, really not just for elections and for Megan Wolf as this particular administrator, but for all kinds of boards and commissions in Wisconsin, whether it's the Natural Resources Board or it's the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. There were some holdover positions there on the state, technical boards and other places. So it has wider reaching consequences than it might initially seem.
Barry Burden is a political science professor at UW-Madison. He directs the Elections Research Center there. Burden spoke with WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. And we should add that Megan Wolf has not said if she wants to stay as elections administrator into next year.